Radio.
Radio.
X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Welcome to the Evening Show podcast here on Radio X. I'm Gordon Smart, me and producer Vin here. How are you doing, Vin?
All right, I'm all right. How's it going?
Yeah, I'm really good. It's been another lively week. It just feels like we haven't stopped.
It's been a busy week because you did a bit of moonlighting, didn't you?
Yeah, I've been moonlighting with I've been cheating on John Robbins with Ellis James, which is something that you might read in Dear Deirdre sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, because you did the kickabout.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. You know what I love best about Ellis James? The way he pronounces muse.
Muse.
Now up next on Radio X, Moose. And I'm like, what? Moose? I'm sure he could pick holes in my...
I was going to say, yeah, glass houses, mate.
I know. I love his accent. He's got such a lovely lilt. It was a special day. And you were there as well, Finn. It was a lovely thing talking football with the three of us.
It was good fun. But the evening show's been good as well this week.
Yeah, lots going on, yeah. So Felix has also been doing John Kennedy's show.
That's Felix White from the Maccabees.
Correct, yeah, Felix. And he's a lovely fellow, Felix.
Been sometimes I just yell that into the void. I just say that at home to myself sometimes.
You become a bit of a cartoon character when he walks in, Vin, because your eyes just go, and it's, I don't blame you, he's a lovely fella and a great musician as well.
Good
he brings
band.
His acoustic guitar in
Good
and
band.
Played a bit of flamenco this week, it was great. So Felix, we're about to chat about Felix on the podcast. I did a Block Party, his classic albums on Monday, which again was fanboy situation for producer Vin, he loves them, but I've been inspired.
Well, no, it's quite a ridiculous week for me, isn't it, playing two Block Party songs on the radio and then handing over to Felix.
It's not work, is it, Vin, really?
It
it's not work. I've been a bit Kelly Okereke like this week as well. I've been wearing a backpack for the first time in my life.
You have, yeah.
Avoiding back pain. There's some Kasebe news as well. That's all to come on the Evening Show podcast. I really hope you enjoy.
Radio.
Radio.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
The Evening Show. Classic album of the week.
X.
So every Monday night, me and producer Vin delve a little bit deeper and peel back the layers of the onion on an album we love here at Radio X. In the past few months, we've done things like Screamadelica, Definitely Maybe, Coldplay's Parachutes, and many, many more. You can hear them all on the Evening Show podcast if you want to dive back into them. Tonight, though, Block Party and Silent Alarm from 2005 came out on the 2nd of February, 12 years ago. And I remember it very well because it was given to me as a present with a card just after this on my birthday, which is in March, and it said, "Welcome to the post quarter century dark side. This album is talking to you." And it does remind me of that point in life. Serious job, growing up, you're no longer a student having a laugh in your life. This is the time when things start to get a little bit serious. So it was released on Wichita Recordings. It sold over 1 million copies, which is an incredible achievement. By modern money, if a band could get that, they would be very happy indeed. It was recorded in London and Copenhagen. And how about this for a producer? Paul Epworth, right? About 5 years later, he went on to work with Adele and made his fortune there. But he's worked with U2, Florence, Coldplay, all the greats as well, the last sort of 15 years. But this was really a proud moment for him because the album went on to do so well. Fast-paced, passionate. It's about teenage and young adult. It's a teenage and adult young record, isn't it? I look at Vin right now and you've got this smiley face because you love Block Party, don't you? Because it really speaks to you as well, doesn't it?
This album in particular, it was at the right time for me. Like you said, you were what, 24 when it came out? Yeah. And I would have been 15, 16, something like that.
Yeah.
And it was just right. It's got all that sort of teenage angst that an indie band needs to have.
Yeah.
But it's also optimistic. It's telling you about the bigger, you know, the wider world. It's a little bit political at times.
Yeah.
It's got everything.
Well, there were London bands, really, weren't they? The angry, optimistic, punchy, reflective, angsty, scared, confident in equal parts. And if you listen back to it, I listened to it this afternoon, the rhythm really stands out. Frenetic, scene stealer. The drumming's brilliant on it. And Kelly Okereke's vocals as well. They match the lyrics because... If you don't know Kelly, at that point he was really struggling with his confidence on stage. He had quite a bad stutter, and the only time he could really get a grip of it was when he was singing. And also he had terrible tonsillitis, I think, when he recorded the album, so it took him a lot to get this down on record, and he did beautifully. And I have to say, I think Paul Epworth deserves a pat on the back for managing to record that with a bit of vulnerability, wasn't there, in Kelly at that point?
Yeah, totally. But they also capture the sort of live nature of the band really, really well. So the bass and the drums are really prominent, really frenetic, really fast, really energetic, and apparently they boosted the drum tracks a lot, so it makes it sound like you're in a club or downstairs in a pub and watching a band. You're not listening to this recorded studio album, you know?
Yeah, we had Mike Kerr and Ben Thatcher from Royal Blood, and they talked about the intricacy of recording drums and how they had that David Bowie trick when you had a microphone every 5 metres away, or however the distance was between them. And it's a similar sort of thing, you know, the drums were recorded to sound very live indeed. And when you listen back to that album, it sounds like you're in a club or in a venue listening to the album as it was played. So when they went off to Copenhagen to record it, I think the band didn't have anything properly recorded at all, just a few demos, and they managed to top and tail it very nicely with the help of Epworth. was a tense recording from what I gather as well. They didn't all get on and it was a bit of a struggle to get it over the line, but it worked, it gelled, and you can hear that there is some synergy between the band members and Epworth in the end, even if it was a bit of a labour of love. What a track list as well, like Eating Glass, Helicopter, Positive Tension, Banquet, She's Hearing Voices, Pioneers, it goes on and on. Really good, really strong album from start to finish, and here are two of the best songs in my opinion from this album. Silent Alarm 2005, a double play here on the Evening Show on Radio X, Block Party's Helicopter followed by Banquet.
The Evening Show, Classic Album of the Week. Next. Radio.
Radio.
X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
The Evening Show, Classic Album of the Week.
Next.
That was Block Party and Banquet, and before that, Helicopter on Classic Albums here on The Evening Show with me, Gordon Smart, where we delve a little bit deeper in an album we love, Radio X. That's taken us right back to 2005. Some lovely text messages as well. Rebecca on Twitter, absolutely loving this, Dancing Around the Kitchen. And Chris, I Am Hornet on Twitter as well, thoroughly enjoying a bit of Block Party. I think Vin looked like it, taking him back to 2005 as well, loving every second of it.
Spoiling me.
Banquet there, a double A release that was. The video, can't believe this when we saw this figure. It's been viewed 21 million times on YouTube. And that was a real breakthrough moment for the band. And actually, Finn was just saying to me, if you want to watch some great stuff and get lost in YouTube, there are some great Block Party moments. It's the drums stripped back to the very, very basic stuff, and magical stuff. It's a very racy song, by the way. We're just enjoying the lyrics there. We're not going to go into them because I think Finn's got a theory about what that song's about, Finn.
Leave it there, mate.
We'll leave it there. What I do remember, though, it was nominated and shortlisted, this album, for the 2005 Mercury Music Prize, and it deserved to be as well. Lots of great things said by the critics at the time, but if you think about it, it really did inspire a scene at the time. I think they played a part in that, Maximal Park, Franz Ferdinand, Editors, Hot Chip, and a band I loved, The Bravery, all playing similar sort of angular, jaggy, angsty music. It was really good, a really good time for music, actually. The album was re-released in 2005 with another single, Little Thoughts, and Vin, you love that, don't you?
Yeah, I remember watching that at the Astoria, and that's something that will live with me for a long time, yeah.
Arms around your mate's shoulders, tears rolling down your face.
Absolutely.
Pints of terrible lager.
And do you remember the remix album as well? They brought out Silent Alarm remixed.
Yeah, M83, Mogwai, Ladytron, all sorts of bands remixing this. And that started a bit of a theme as well, because I think other Block Party albums since have had the same treatment.
They've pretty much all of them, yeah. They've put out another album afterwards, yeah. They've all had a bit of a treatment on them, yeah.
It's always a sign that you've written something good if people can get their hands on it and do another version of it. The first song I played was Helicopter, and if you remember, very political, George W. Bush and his foreign policy, really strong lyrics. And who would have thought we could have had a worse president of the United States of America after hearing that song? Well, I'm afraid it all worked out as you can see right now. Classic albums this week, Block Party, Silent Alarm, more of that next week.
Radio X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Now, every time I hear Vin Diesel's name, it reminds me of starting off in national newspapers back in 2002. He hosted the MTV Awards in Edinburgh, and that's how I got my big break and moved down to the Big Smoke from Scotland. And I mention it because his name popped up today. Vin Diesel is working on a live-action version of his hit Fast and Furious movies. Vin's been in all 8 films, and fans can look forward to seeing the live show on tour in January next year. And best of all, it sounds like it's going to start in the UK. Speaking of Facebook Live, Vin Diesel said, "I'm in New York City, believe it or not, filming something that is going to be state-of-the-art, a live show. It will be on in the O2 Arena in London and then all over the world. I'm really excited about it. You get to see the action firsthand. This is the first time it's ever been done. We like being innovators. We are in the middle of shooting it now." So there you go. If you're a fan of Fast and the Furious, sounds like it's coming to town. The stage show will recreate the underground streets of Los Angeles, which will tee up the 9th movie and the return of Vin Diesel's nemesis, The Rock.
Radio. X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Now, John Kennedy normally pops in around this time with a big recommendation for the Evening Show faithful. He's off on holiday, a well-deserved 2-week break. But what a substitute. I thought I had the best in Peter Crouch, but John Kennedy pulls in none other than Felix White from the Maccabees. And he's right in the studio here right now.
All right, Gordon.
You look wonderful, Felix.
Thank you very much. And I do a good job up top as well, like you.
Great job up top.
Yeah.
I'd see you more as a number 10 in the lineup, I think.
I'll play any role, mate. Normally left back, though.
We need to have a game soon, don't we?
We've got
to have a game. So, Felix, you're in tonight. You've got big boots to fill. John Kennedy's Winkle Pickers. What band have you got for us tonight?
Well, I've got Feet, Petty Thieving, I want to play here, which I know that John championed super early days, but I've got a club night, as you know, called Yellow, which is also a label, not to promote competition with this feeling.
Friendly rivalry.
Exactly, but they are going to come in and play our night end of September, so I thought it would be perfect introduction here.
Excellent. Can you tell me anything about them? What's if you had to give them a quick rundown, what do you know about Feet?
They're from Coventry.
Yep.
Super early days. They sound like those sort of late 70s scuzzy bands, like the Feelies and that kind of thing, and they're just very heartening for a group to be sounding like this at the moment.
Perfect. Felix White's recommendation for us tonight. The band are called Feet and the song is Petty Thieving.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Earlier this year, Damon Albarn invited us down to a top secret rehearsal with Gorillaz to talk about the latest album and all the shenanigans you can expect from Noodle Murdoch and the gang. Over the years, I spent quite a bit of time speaking to Damon about albums like Plastic Beach and all the brilliant collaborators on Gorillaz projects, from Bruce Willis to Bobby Womack, Mick Jones from The Clash to Mos Def. This time was no different. Here's Damon on the new album and then some of the colourful antics that happen with the big names behind the scenes.
The whole record is very much a balance of male and female.
Grace Jones is on there as well.
Grace Jones. Love
the way you always have a great artist like the late, great Bobby Womack last time round and this time.
Yeah, well, and Mavis Staples.
Mavis Staples, of course, yeah. Big personalities.
And Carly Simon.
Yeah. Did you just have a list of people you'd love to work with and then...
Well, it's a big list.
Yeah.
I mean, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Grace Jones, right, I've got to ask you about her because she's
blimey.
Just unbelievable to
Force
be
of nature.
I met her in Jamaica at Strawberry Hill and she pretended to be a West Highland Terrier for the entire night.
That sounds like her.
So did you... I know these days it's a lot of
I mean, all I remember is about 2 o'clock in the morning she was doing handstands.
Did you contribute as well?
To the handstands?
Yes.
I had after she'd sort of completed a successful handstand, I had to attempt one myself.
Yeah, and how did you get on with it?
I'm all right. I have to do them regularly in yoga.
That was Damon Albarn talking about Gorillaz business and Grace Jones. I should maybe explain my story a bit more, actually. I had a night out with Grace Jones a few years ago. They were filming the Marley documentary in Jamaica up in Strawberry Hill, which is Chris Blackwell from Island Records. That's his hotel. It's an amazing place. And I walked into the bar and it was like a stereotypical Jamaican scene. You had Grace Jones and Shaggy at the bar. And then Grace Jones decided, and apparently she lives her life like every moment is a work of art. So she decided that she was going to be a West Highland Terrier for the evening. Which was funny for about, I'd say, 90 seconds, and then the rest of the night it got quite annoying.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Here's a bit of Kasabian news for you. They have been praising their fellow Reading and Leeds headliners, Eminem and Muse, calling Eminem incredible and Muse juggernaut. Serge said he's got bags full of songs that are perfect for Eminem and he would love to work with a rapper. Can you imagine that? As for Muse, Serge said that they're just a juggernaut, aren't they? I have so much respect for those boys as just unbelievable musicians. All of them just play, and I'm going to replace this word here, play the shizzle out of it. It's great to see a virtuoso guitar player. They are the real deal. Frontman Tom agreed as well, and he said about Eminem that he was the Elvis of rap music. Really good. Really good explanation that. And Elvis, actually, I think it's the anniversary of his death today. 1977. He passed away. Anyway, you might have heard as well that Kasabian have recruited Game of Thrones actress Lena Headey to star in their next music video. She was Gerard Butler's Mrs. in 300, but you might know her as the scheming evil Cersei Lannister in Game of Thrones. I've just binge-watched 5 series of that, and she really is pretty evil in that Cersei Lannister. Can never look at her the same way. Or as my 4-year-old daughter calls Game of Thrones, Chronicles of Games. Anyway, I can explain the connection here too. Lena Headey's engaged to marry Kasabian's manager, their best pal, film director Dan Kadan. He's just finished shooting a movie called Walk Like a Panther, which Kasabian have written the soundtrack for. So there's the connection. I cannot wait to see this video, by the way. It also features Leicester's most famous son, not Gary Lineker, King Richard III. A classic bit of Kasabian humour there. Right, here they are, Kasabian, and Bless This Acid House. One day
comes Radio. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
80s icon Blondie on the Evening Show with me, Gordon Smart. This is Radio X. Speaking of the 80s, the Killers are dripping with 80s influences, and I spotted a lovely story about them this week. Brandon Flowers' children had never seen their dad at work until their British summertime gig in London's Hyde Park last month. Now, Brandon has 3 kids. Amon, That's Gammon without the G. He's 9. Gunner, 7. And 6-year-old Henry. He's on the cover of the single for The Man. Brandon said it was the first Killers concert for any of them. Even my 9-year-old. He's been to some solo gigs and seen us do sound checks, but it's always too late. You play at 9 p.m. and they're in bed, but they were screwed up on time in the UK, so they were staying up later and got to see their first Killers gig. They were into it. They know the words to a couple of songs. Gunner fell asleep by the end of the gig, but the other guys held on. They were pretty positive. Henry told me, I know I've told you this already, Dad, but you did a really good job on your gig. He's sweet.
Radio.
Radio.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
I'm Gordon Smart. This is the Thursday Night Evening Show here on Radio X. I've got a little added bonus for you tonight. As if it's not enough getting Felix Wright for 3 hours in the evening doing exposure, he's coming. He's enjoying himself so much here. He's part of the family. He's coming in early. Hello, Felix.
Yes, Gordon. You can't get rid of me, mate.
I know you're on like an hourly rate and you're trying to clock up the dough.
I'm pestering everyone downstairs with my classical guitar playing the licks at the moment.
I love that. You're so authentic, you're bringing the guitar in as well.
Yeah, I'm going to start moving in slowly.
I'm going to start chatting. Bring a different instrument in, you know, surprise us.
Bringing bits of furniture before you know it. Like my bed would just be in the corner of X.
I quite like the sound of that, Felix. Felix living here as part of the furniture. Look, I've been desperate to ask you loads of questions, but I haven't pestered you because you've got so much on your plate anyway. But I have to ask, right? I've one of those moments in my life I'm going to regret forever is I never got to see one of the farewell shows. Really upset about it. Because there were always weekends and I was back in Scotland. I'm gutted about it. And producer Vin is a huge, huge fan.
Well, and Vin was there.
He keeps sending me pictures of himself, like crying with his friends. But, you know, and it's like, after 3-4 weeks since those gigs, you know, how are you feeling? You know, what's the emotional process after that? Are you come back to earth?
Yeah, that's a big. I have slowly resurfaced. Actually, this has helped doing this show. But that was, we had a kind of year to process it because we knew it was going to happen and those gigs were going to be. So it was a big. We had enough time to sort of get our heads around what was going to happen. But obviously, like anything, if you do something for 14 years, you know, it's a mad thing to say goodbye to. But one thing that was great about those Maccabee shows, I think, is that we were doing it in a united and positive way. So with all those gigs, right, you had, obviously people were sad about the band leaving, of course they are, but everyone's putting their own metaphor into it, do you know what I mean? So everyone's like, oh, this happened and this happened to me in my life and da-da-da-da-da, and then they're channeling that into the show. So actually what happened at those gigs was like a really specific type of energy, which I don't think you'll see again.
Yeah.
Hardly any gigs. So actually, more than anything, I feel proud of that. And I don't think, if we'd gone on for another 10 years, we might never have achieved that moment, you know. Yeah. So that was a pretty beautiful thing.
What a beautifully elegant way to sum that up. Because I can imagine the temptation is actually to, because it's such an emotional thing, you could get carried away at the after shows and maybe not enjoy it as much. But it's like a wedding, for example, you know. It's like a lot of people who get married say they don't enjoy it because they're so overwhelmed by the occasion. But did you really get a chance to enjoy and thrive off that amazing atmosphere?
No, I did. I really, really did, you know. And there was actually a little moment. I know we talk about Noel a few times, right? But I had a moment. The atmosphere was incredible, right? And I stood at the end of a gig, right? With my arms up in the air. The whole place just wouldn't let us leave. And I genuinely had a flashback to sitting in front of my video player watching Oasis There and Then and Noel doing exactly the same thing. And I thought in my head, that's me now. That's happened. Yeah. That's the coolest thing in the world, man. I'll never forget that.
I feel like such a beautiful way to describe it. I'm just so gutted. I'll never. Well, maybe 10 years down the line, I'll get to see those
reunion tour.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Now, here's a story that made us smile. Prince is getting his own shade of purple. The Pantone Colour Institute have teamed up with the late star's estate to develop a new shade of puce in his honour, which sounded very Shakespearean, didn't it? Puce. The colour has been given the name Love Symbol Number 2 after the star's famous name change to that unpronounceable symbol in the late 90s. In a press release, this is quite entertaining, this, the Pantone Colour Institute said, "We are honoured to have worked on the development of Love Symbol Number 2, a distinctive new purple shade created in memory of Prince. Long associated with the purple family, Love Symbol Number 2 enables Prince's unique purple shade to be consistently replicated and maintain the same iconic status as the man himself." Imagine that, being so talented and successful, you had your own colour. What colour would you be? What colour are you? I think I'd be a brown, Gordon Brown. David Bowie, now there's a man. He must deserve a colour, surely. Orange for the Ziggy Flash, maybe? This is the Gene Genie.
Radio.
Radio.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
If you're from Manchester, then prepare to feel very, very smug, as the city has made it onto the Sunday Times Best Places to Live in the UK 2017 survey. Morrissey might have said, "This town will drag you down, But not for the first time, Stephen Patrick Morrissey has got it terribly wrong. Greater Manchester has been name-checked no less than four times in the Northwest category, with Ancoats, Chortland, Ramsbottom and Saddleworth all getting a mention. And Blossoms will be thrilled as well, they'll be chuffed. Maybe they played a part in Stockport getting an honourable mention too. So the Sunday Times adds that even Salford is glamorous now. I think somebody might have spent quite a bit of time in the pubs in the Deansgate before that was written. Anyway, here's a Manc band to celebrate the wonderful news from Manchester. This is James.
Radio.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Thank you very much for downloading the Evening Show podcast. I'm Gordon Smart. Me and producer Vin will be back with another edition of this podcast very soon indeed.
Radio X.